In the Pressler case from 1998, the appeals court made it clear that a written statement that was signed by the decedent is needed to create a survivorship right. In this case, the signature card had a typed X under the, quote, individual account, and then there was a blue pen mark X next to the words right of survivorship. And of course, the card was signed by the decedent. The bank said that they always type the card. They never use blue pens. So the jury, after the hearing, decided that the card could have been altered after the fact. The burden of proof is on the proponent of the right of survivorship. In the Pressler case, the party claiming that survivorship did not, who was claiming survivorship did not adequately prove that the writing represented the terms that were agreed to by the decedent. The court treated the account as an individual account. It passed under the decedent's will. The blue X mark was not established as being part of the account agreement because the proponent did not provide evidence that the blue X mark was on the card at the time it was signed. In the Holmes case, Holmes v. Beattie in 2009, the Texas Supreme Court decided that probate code section 452, which is now a state's code section 112.052, was written to be more permissive in the wording and allowed spouses to create survivorship rights by using the phrase joint tenant or the abbreviation JTTEN, and that they would allow the implication of a right of survivorship because they thought that the statute allowed that and other states used joint tenant without the words right of survivorship. So when they allowed the implication instead of the express terms, that's what they thought the statute required. The legislature disagreed with that decision. And in 2011, it came back and modified the statute to forbid the inference of survivorship rights. So the rule in Texas is to be explicit. A phrase like joint tenants alone is not enough to create a spousal right of survivorship or for that matter, any other survivorship rights. There are a variety of standard account types that are set out in the estates code, chapter 113. As far as I know, there are a few banks that really utilize the standard account card. They love to use marketing terms for their accounts, not legal terms. A super saver account is better than a dry, clear statutory term for them. But there are seven types of accounts set out in the statute. The first one is single, and the second is single with pay on death. So single gives access and ownership only to the signer, and it passes through the estate on death. Single with pay on death gives access only to the signer, and after the signer dies, it gives ownership to the named beneficiaries on the POD designation. Then we've got multiple accounts. Account type 3 is a multiple. Account type 4 is multiple with right of survivorship. Number 5 is multiple with right of survivorship and pay on death. So being a plain multiple account gives access to all the cosigners. They can all write checks, so to speak. But ownership stays with the assigner or the estate, the person who owned the money and deposited it in the first place. Being multiple with right of survivorship gives access to all the cosigners, and ownership at the original account designee's death to the remaining cosigners when one dies. And multiple with right of survivorship and pay on death, which you know sometimes banks just aren't willing to do, even though it's in the statute, gives access to everyone, ownership to the survivors among those with access during lifetime. And if any one owner, co-owner dies, then it stays with that group until all of the signers die. And then there's a designation of pay on death beneficiaries, and the account goes to them after everybody who was a signer died. Account type 6 is a trust account, a Totten trust using the bank's form to create the trust. And account 7, which I think is underutilized, is a convenience account. I don't think enough banks offer these. The owner sets up the account, allows someone else to have access to the account but that additional person never gets ownership. There is explicitly no right of survivorship, and the owner of the account can unilaterally terminate access by the person that they had invited. Again, I think that's underutilized, and it would be nice to see it at more banks.